Brandon, an 11th place finish here tonight at Bristol gets you into the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs. Talk about how you're feeling tonight and take us through your race.
Oh my God. It's a feeling of just relief. It's, I mean, now it's like a breather really quick right before now the hard work starts, where we really get to work to capitalize on this opportunity inside the playoffs. And, you know, I'm just ecstatic to be here. I'm so happy with the team's performance this year. I think making the playoffs speaks volumes as to where, you know, our team has come in just 2 short years of a full season. And again, I just can't thank my partners enough: Coastal Carolina University, Jabs Construction, Larry's Hard Lemonade, Mid-Atlantic Record Service, Brandon Built Foundations, everybody that comes together to make this possible. I'm just over the moon right now.
Well, congratulations. We will kick it off with questions here. Start with Steven Taranto. Go ahead, Steven, when you're ready.
Brandon, since the Xfinity Series went to a playoff format in 2016, there's always been a smaller team, family team in the playoffs. You know, Ryan Sieg's team, Jeremy Clemens' team made it, now yours. From your perspective, and considering the size of your race team, how much of an opportunity has this playoff format created for teams like yours to have these sort of moments and now contend for a championship?
I mean, you see the success that it brings to those. To our smaller family teams, just like the Siegs and the Clements and us. I mean, I feel like all three of us are pretty much the same team with just different last names. But when you get into the playoffs and you have a chance or an opportunity like the Xfinity Series to really make your name here, it brings a lot of opportunity also to our partners and to potential future partners that might join our teams to help us go out and get that better car, get that better motor, create that alliance with another larger team, whether it's a Childress or a Hendrick or anyone. So this is just, I mean, tremendous for us.
And just a quick follow-up on what I think you had said the other day. Did you say something to the effect that if your team made the playoffs, that you would have some sort of a lease program with Earnhardt Childress for motors, or did I hear that correctly?
So the plan is now that we've secured a spot in the playoffs, we're going to try and pick select races for some lease motor programs. To really get ourselves competitive, starting with Las Vegas. And, I think this just gave a little emphasis to a couple of the partners that are going to come up to help us get a little bit better of equipment. But we're definitely going to try and give it our all for this playoff run.
Sounds great. Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you, sir.
We will go next to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brandon, I kind of wanted to follow up on that. You mentioned that maybe some sponsors will step up. What you get for making the playoffs? I mean, is that enough to fund that, or do you still need sponsorship to fund a couple of good kind of or prime motor leases for the playoffs?
I mean, we always need more sponsors, but no, with making the playoffs and what that brings in, then we're definitely going to move forward with getting lease motors. The sponsorship stepping up is going to be what determines on new chassis for us. Just all around better equipment, you know, heading into the playoffs is what we need. But we had to go ahead and confirm our lease motor program for the playoffs, so we will have that.
And I mean, it's a family team. So do you put any more family money into it to try to improve your chances in the playoffs, or do you guys already, are you kind of already maxed out?
I wouldn't say that we're maxed out. We're pretty close to it, but I mean, everything that we get throughout the season, it's gone right back into this team and into this program to build it and make it better, because, you know, it's our second full-time season. So everything that we get, it's to constantly build and make it better and grow it so that we can be a real force here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We'll go next to Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis, when you're ready.
Hey, Brandon, congrats on making the playoffs. So just describe just how late is it? Of course, you had to wait till the very last race to get that 12th and final spot. How elated is it to make it to the playoffs with a family operation? And just, you mentioned, and your second full year in Xfinity.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just an incredible feeling, and it just goes to show that all the hard work and dedication that we've had from everybody on this team, it just, you know, we finally see the fruits of the labor. And, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think it ever comes easy when you're on a family team. So it only makes sense that it goes all the way down to the last race before you're going to make the playoffs or clinch your playoff spot. So, I mean, again, it's just a huge sigh of relief. But, I mean, you can tell that with the, you know, with my veteran crew chief, Doug Randolph, he was already focused on Las Vegas. This race was no sweat to him. But, I mean, when you saw me, I was kind of a nervous wreck. So I was pacing around the shop all week. But now it's, you know, it's a quick breather, excitement. I'm excited to you know, share this moment with my team. And just before I jumped on here, you know, when I was holding you guys up, I was on FaceTime with Dad at home. And, I mean, they're just over the moon. I mean, I'm ecstatic. It's so great to make him happy and to bring something like this, you know, an opportunity like this to our family team. It's a dream come true.
Thank you.
We'll go next to a question in the chat from Abigail Brown with Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Brandon, how do you feel about starting the playoffs in Vegas?
Well, I mean, we're gambling it all. I mean, we're going out, we're getting the lease motor program. We're going to put all our chips on the table and, you know, really get after it. Cause, you know, it's one of the, it's a mile and a half track. It's a place where we've been building. And, I think that's probably, those kind of tracks are like my biggest struggle. But I mean, we've been finding some decent success there. So I'm excited, get back out west and you know, really make a go of it, get ready. And, I don't know. I'm just excited.
Question from Chris Knight. Go ahead when you're ready, Chris.
Hey, Brandon, what's realistic of your team during the playoffs?
I mean, realistically, I think we're really going to try and fight to get through this first round. I want to see us get into the second round. I have full faith in all of our guys to be able to make that happen. So, I mean, as long as we, you know, had the Vegas player cards right and, you know, really do everything that we need to do and I can execute behind the wheel, then I think that we have a shot at least getting through the first round into the second, especially with Talladega being one of the races, you know, super speedways is somewhere anything can happen. And I mean, we're headed to some tracks that I love. So I'm excited, you know, to get through the rest of this 2020 season. I'm extremely happy with the performance up till now. And I can't wait to see what we can do to really cap the year off.
And you made lots of improvements as a driver. How do you feel like you are this year going? I know you weren't a part of the playoffs last year, but how do you feel like you are this year as a driver compared to where you were this year, this point last year?
I mean, I definitely feel that this year has been a ton of a learning curve for me. Like, I've taken the curve down on the learning for me, especially getting down to the Mooresville area full time, living down there, being closer to Chevrolet and being able to kind of bat ideas, make friends with some of the other drivers so that, you know, when I can ask questions, I can learn more, become a better student of the sport, you know, really focused in this year on making sure that I'm studying the right film so I know exactly what I'm doing when I get to the tracks. I mean, we really had to do that because of the new racing protocols with no practice, no qualifying, your first lap out's green. So you got to know what you're doing. And I'd say being a better student of the sport has definitely helped it tremendously. And then being here every week in the shop with Doug and RB and, you know, being a part of the car's setup and being there to make sure that everything is exactly right and exactly how I want it when we get to the track has been tremendous. And I think that's where you see the improvement on track comes in.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead. Ready, Dustin.
Yeah, Brandon, do you feel like the team's ahead of schedule just by making the playoffs in its second year?
Yeah. I mean, again, like if you would have asked me at the beginning of this season, do I think that we're a playoff team? I would have said that we're going to be one that's going to be competitive for it. I wouldn't have guaranteed you one in. But I'd say that in our growing pro, like in our 5-year plan, we'll call it, we're definitely ahead of schedule being a playoff contending team and one that I feel can really fight for to get to the second round of those playoffs. So, I mean, everything here, I think this was the mark that we needed to hit. So everything ahead of us is going to be above and beyond, which is really where we like to strive to be.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yes, sir.